Yeah, with a little of that merengue music, we're going to bring on Mr. Bill Wolf, president of Europe-Air, and he's on the phone. Good morning, Bill.
And good morning, Roy.
How are you this morning?
Oh, fine. California weather's beautiful today. It's nice and cool. Yes, that's why, of course, you're in Florida, so I better not say too much about California, right?
Yeah, well, you know, it's been chilly here in the morning. You know, you went over to London for the World Travel Mart. Just give us a little background. What's happening out there? Do you get any feeling, any real new stuff? What's going on?
Well, I guess what I found is how resilient this travel business really is. You know, after 9/11, it was a huge decrease in the number of travelers for hotels, for airlines, and everything else. Of course, now we're years away from that, but what was amazing is still how many new airlines are constantly getting started throughout Europe.
New startups, you mean, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, just huge numbers. Even yesterday, I just found a few more I hadn't heard of, and I was only in London in November for that show.
Well, in fact, you've added a new one. I think we've mentioned that before to your network, and it's a Swiss one, is it not?
Yeah, they're based in Lugano, Switzerland, which is just on the southern side of Switzerland, right near the border of Italy. They fly from London City Airport, a great little airport. They fly into Bern, they fly into Lugano. Bern, of course, is in the German section of the northern part of the Alps. They fly into Geneva, which is in the French section, and then they also fly down into Rome. So it's a nice little airline. They have a couple of frequencies for people going to London and into Rome. I like the airline a lot. I think what I really like about it, because when I get to Europe, I travel around to try to visit all my airlines as well. And flying from London City Airport. This is a little airport.
Yeah, tell us more about that. London City Airport is I think it's a little bit of an unknown commodity to some. And tell us more about London City Airport. That's good.
Well, it's probably my absolute favorite airport over there. London City is to what we call the east end of London. It's called the Docklands. They've done a lot of development out in that area. The other airports, Gatwick and Heathrow, are either to the south or to the west. But this is really a city airport. It's only probably 20, 30 minutes away from what the main area of London is, which is called the West End, where the tourists go for shopping and hotels and stuff like that. And the nicest thing about it is it's available now by tube or subway with connections straight to the airport. And the airport is very small. I use it a lot to fly throughout Europe, and I can take the tube there. And then your lines are like three. I don't think I've ever been in a line longer than about four people to check it. In fact, they say you can really do it in 20 minutes, but I'd give it a little more time than that.
Now, how many airlines would you say are operating out of there at this time?
There's probably 10 or 15 total. I probably got at least a half a dozen of those already in the program.
Right.
You can go through security incredibly fast. And then once you clear security, there's a nice lounge, and it's not plastic chairs. It's nice leather chairs. It's a short walk to the planes. And even coming back in, it's amazing. You're coming in from the continent. The lines going through customs and immigration are so short, you almost walk straight through. It's just...
So security goes quick. All of those things go, faster than usual.
They're really promoting that airport a lot. Like I say, I really like it.
Well, what's new with the Europe-Air?
That is our newest airline. Just a couple months ago, we added another one called I better say OLT because it's in German and it's Österreichisch.
Yeah, they're a little hard to pronounce.
Frankfurt or something like that. That's right. But they fly from Bremen, and they just... They just sent me an email over the holidays. They started a new service from Bremen, which is northern Germany, of course, up to Bristol, which is near Bath, and the south of England, like the Cornwall area. And they also started a new flight down in Toulouse, which is where the Airbuses are made. And then from southern Germany this year, I also had DVA. They're based in Munich, and they joined the program. And I've got on the horizon at least another 20 or 30 airlines to start talking to. And it'll all start happening in 2006.
All right. And even with the new low fares that these guys come out with in the beginning and sort of play around with, I'm sure that are highly capacity controlled, the pass still works well with the $99 legs, right?
Well, that's the key to it. And that's how what attracts these airlines is, it's just everybody's got some low fares, but in reality, these are a little hard to find. And what I tell the airlines is, individually, you can't really sell that to Americans because you don't have enough of a route structure. So what I do is, so you just join our group, and on our network map, you can see all the possibilities.
Right.
So it's $99 per flight, but my gosh, some of the flights are so long, you could go from Oslo to Athens for two $99 fares at $198, and if you tried to buy that from a regular airline, you'd be talking hundreds, if not over $1,000.
And you're guaranteed it at $99, whether you,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
so that's the biggie.
That's right.
As where the other fares tend to change. Well, yeah. Bill, thank you. It's always a pleasure, and we hope to be talking to you soon. We got to run. We got to go to break and try to make a couple of bucks.
Okay, Roy. Thanks for the call.
Okay, Bill. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, Bill Wolf, EuropeByAir.com, a great commodity, great map, great interactive map. So when you get a chance, have a look. We got to go to break, and we'll be right back.